And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
It's all driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3.
Tally drinks.
Bit of a mug off.
This is a mug off, baby.
Let me hit my apple pie. I listened to Wolfie's one on the way here just to get in the mood, you know?
Everyone does that. It's the worst one to listen to.
It's the best.
It's like you're never... Do you
have any stories about financial crimes?
He's a one of one.
Yeah, I got no... Actually, you know what?
You just got regular crimes.
No, I've never done a crime. I'm doing a crime right now. I can't talk about that. I've got a pretty big crime operation opening.
Nice.
But
you can tell us off the record.
Yeah. Wait till the fucking sauna's on or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it down the beach so you know we're not wearing wires.
Yeah, fuck yeah. When I tell you what it is, you'll have a laugh.
Yeah, sick.
Because you kind of both just alluded to it.
I mean, don't mention it now.
I would have thought for sure it would be vape related.
Nah, it's not.
You're on hot mics,
you
baby.
See this asthma puffer, bro? Yeah. You think I'm in the vape trade right now?
A lot of vape crime going on, I've found.
Yeah.
I think it's a crime that they tried to stop it.
Yeah? Can you get them yet, or have they outlawed them? Or?
They're still around.
I thought you had to go to the chemist now to get it or some shit.
That's what they said, but they've said this before, you know. They make a big hoopla about it, and then it's like...
Doesn't work.
Yeah. What kind of pussy is going to go to like some fucking Asian dude at a vape shop and be like, hey, you want to buy a $5? And they're going to be like, actually, no, I realize it's illegal. Yeah. Sorry, mate. I'm going to turn around.
They were always under the counter and they just remain to be under the counter. The only problem will be if they have trouble getting them in. But
yeah,
I think they've got bigger fish to fry. You know, they're trying to stop the people, not the vapes.
Yeah, fuck.
Welcome back to the Mug Off. We're joined in the studio. We're sans Yaz this week, so you just got Jerry, you got Doug, and we are joined in the studio by first-time guest. We're very excited about this. Dan Rosario, thank you for coming in,
brother. Hey, what's up, fam? How are you?
All the way from Melbourne, huh?
Yeah, bro.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. I'm going home in the morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning?
I've been here for fucking, 12 days?
Oh, shit.
So I'm kind of ready to go home, honestly. I've had
enough. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it all. I didn't get to go to Frango's, but...
Oh, you didn't go ahead of today.
We ended up, some friend took me to Yamcha instead, some joint she likes.
Oh, man, that's fine.
It was good, but still, everyone's talking about this Frango.
You'll be back.
Yeah, I reckon October I'll be back.
Look, dude, look at you now, fucking June, wearing shorts. There's no way. There's no way.
And no underwear too, bro.
There's no way you're going to be happy back in Melbourne when you go back.
Oh, it's going to be shit house.
No underwear, just pull the dick straight out of the footy shorts, piss on the street.
Huh? These are from Kmart, $5. These are best shorts. Everyone's shorts, Kmart, $5, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kmart's fucking, they got some hot shit
over there.
You crack
a fat and just bust straight through the seams.
Yeah, straight up. It's not water absorbent either.
Yeah.
So it sits there.
It just drips down.
No belt to tuck it in or anything, just roaming.
Nice. You were pretty hell-bent on moving here when I was talking to you last weekend.
Yeah, I really want to move here. It's real fucking cool. I don't know why, like, I'm very pro-Sydney. Even though I'm from Melbourne.
Yeah, there's not the rivalry doesn't exist here. It only exists in Melbourne.
That is not fucking true.
People don't talk shit about Melbourne here. People here like Melbourne.
So many people have fucking argued with me over there. And I'm like, bro, I like them both. And they're like, no, you're just one of these Melbourne people who hate Sydney. I'm like, no, I really like Sydney. They're like, oh, well, fucking typical man. They start the argument with me.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I'm like, I don't care. That's happened 3 or 4 times.
You gotta stop talking to dipshits, dude.
Yeah. I like how the cops just seem less up your fucking ass in Melbourne.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You just goof off in the pub and shit. Yeah, like no one's... Sydney, you have a fucking knee in your back.
Oh, man. They'll bring sniffer dogs into the pub
here. All the time.
Really?
Like, yeah, you can't be like ID, how many drinks you had tonight. Like, I've had some big nights in Melbourne just walking in places at 3 a.m. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, I've never heard of that happening to anyone in Melbourne.
Yeah, here it's a massive thing.
If we go to a bar now, there'll be someone there being like, how many drinks have you had tonight, boys? And... blah, blah, blah.
I went to the pub with our mate last weekend and it was his birthday, so obviously he was fucking on one. last Saturday night, the dude I work for. I don't want to say his name. I don't want to blow up his spot. But he was like, he'd been on it all day. So I was like, hey, you're an actor, dude. You got to shape up here. Yeah. We've gone into the pub. Like, we'd just been, you know.
But it's a pub. Like, you shouldn't need to act to get into the fucking.
But I was like, hey, man, we're fucking, all right, we got to shape up here.
Yeah.
Like, you got to hold it together for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a pub on.
He nailed it, but it was still like, it's annoying that you even have to think like that.
Yeah.
What's that joint that Sheaf's?
Golden Sheaf.
I went to the Golden Sheaf on Friday of last week at 9:30.
It's closing.
Dead. And it, like, I went inside, there was a DJ playing, the fucking no audience, and there's a big tree with all, it was a beautiful thing. And there's not a soul in there. There was like a couple in the back, like cuddling, like planning, trying to organize an Uber. And I was like, it's like a Friday night. And it's like the time to go out.
To be fair, that place does suck.
But it used to pump.
Yeah, but it's just full of rich dorks, you know.
You had a fucking off-duty cop put me in an arm lock there and wrenched my shoulder nearly out of my socket. He goes, yeah, I'll show you how to do it. I didn't ask. And he just like wrenched my arm behind my back. And I was like, fuck off, cunt.
Oh, an Eastern Suburbs cop.
I know.
There would be no more entitled man on the planet.
Fucking Gronk.
That would be the worst.
I can't do anything either. What are you going to do? Slap him and then fucking
beat jail? Beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he's off duty, does it count?
Yeah.
Can you bash an off-duty cop? Yeah. And he's like, if I had my badge, I'd get you.
Oh, you wait till I go get changed and come back here.
I think all they have to say is I am one and you're fucked.
Yeah, you're in deep, deep shit.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
Run into a phone booth like Superman, come back.
I had some mates back in the day get towed up by cops and then like off-duty cops and they were maggot. They started it. They got towed up by them and they separated them and then just left them to catch like a 3-hour train home separately.
Oof.
My mate rung me because he, the only number, like he was pissed and the only number he could remember was my parents' home phone number. So my mum's rung me.
Hello?
Yeah. My mum's rung me being like, your boy's fucked. You got to go pick him up from the train station. I'm like, what happened? And she said, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was too maggot to understand. God. And then I get there and he's just like, he's got blood on his fucking jumper and shit. And he's like, yeah, these fucking cops bad. And it's like, hang on, what did you do, but? Well, I was trying to fuck his missus, and then it's like, okay, there we go.
Wait, so they bashed him because he was trying to fuck one of the cops' missus?
I don't know what happened. There was like, the story was very conflicting in itself.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like they were completely in the, you know, the cops just pulled some cop bullshit at the end. Like, at the start, it was just like, you know, it was a pub fight.
Yeah.
And then they pulled some cop shit.
He's fucking. He's across this fucking submarine that went down today.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it.
I can't stop thinking
about it. They're all dead, huh?
They're all dead. That's
They're all dead. Apparently, it like immediately imploded.
Yeah.
And no, but that's, dude, the guy at work played me the audio of that because they sent down something and you can hear audio of someone banging on the fucking submarine. Yeah, but
so that's a crazy thing. What was the banging? Because it would have immediately imploded.
Hey, you're in there for 24 hours. What do you think they're doing, bro?
How is it immediately imploded if someone's banging?
The pressure would have folded it immediately. Because there's like all these safety protocols. There's all these. Have you seen the old videos of him?
Yeah, yeah.
Explain it. And he's like, they reckon you can't use aluminium and titanium, but I fucking did it. And he's like, he's doing a tour of it. And he's like, there's this handle thing inside it. And he's like, see that? Got that from Home Depot. And he's like, he's just done it himself. They're using hand ratchets to fucking, to do it up. It's like, dude, there's no pressure in this thing. This is coming apart immediately. And it's all controlled by a fucking $30 PlayStation controller.
A knockoff PS2 one.
And he was, when they were like filming him doing the, like looking at the release form, he's like in the event of death or injury. And he's like, I'll sign that. Like making a mockery of it.
Careful what you wish for.
Also saying about how, like, there's too much red tape around all this stuff for exploration. It's stopping progress.
Yeah.
In terms of discovery. And then this guy just had 250 grand a pop and he just folds these guns immediately.
What about the kid going to the Blink-182 concert?
Oh, man. So there's so much has come out about him.
Yeah. He's
one of these billionaires on there. His stepson is a psycho.
He's like, the guy who had shot his shot with some OnlyFans
Yeah,
model?
Man.
Fuck,
he's like,
so funny.
So day of, they go missing. He's like, big prayers for my family. following day, he's like, here I am at the Blink-182 concert. This might seem a little insensitive, but music helps me deal with my problems.
They play that song, I Miss You, and he holds up a sign of a sub.
So he's like, it turns out this guy, and then the day after that, he's like, some OnlyFans girls posted, you know, just promo shots. Can I sit on your face? He's resharing it going, yes, please.
Do you want to come to the Offspring with me?
And you look at his timeline, and the tweet right before that is like, prayers for my family. Just an OnlyFans model. Yes, please.
How old's the kid?
It's his stepson, and it turns out this guy...
He sounds old.
Man, he's a convicted stalker. He is a he's a bad guy. Like, because he was blowing up and everyone's, like, laughing about him going to the Blink-182 thing, people are like... multiple women are like, oh, that's... I didn't even know he was out of jail. That's my stalker. He has been harassing me for a long time. This guy is dangerous. And that's how I find out he's out of jail, because he's at the Blink-182 concert. He's also posted shit like, I'm single, by the way, ladies.
Like, this guy, I'm between stalks.
Yeah.
I need someone in my life.
If this guy's just incredibly autistic, I think.
If he's a stepson, does he get the money?
Well, it depends on what the will is, I guess.
Yeah.
Fuck, that is a good question.
Yeah, because if your fucking stepdad died in a fucking horrific accident and he's a billionaire... Your court shit gets lifted, bro.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends if he's got other kids and stuff, you know, like as if you're going to give it to the...
Yeah, but even if you get like a, like 2% of a billion, I think you're...
Oh, you're totally. Cruising.
You can go to a lot of Blink-182 concerts for that money, man.
he gets the money and he's just a meet and greet with like Travis Barker. Shakes the head.
Kind of, from what I've read, it kind of sounds like his stepdad's already spent quite a lot of money on him.
Yeah, not if he's using knockoff PlayStation controllers and shit.
No, but like, that wasn't him. It was the passenger.
Oh, it's different.
The one, the billionaire is one of the passengers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, right. Not the...
Oh, so it's like some Gronk that sunk it or whatever.
Yeah, he's a grifter.
But something I don't understand, because they send down this robot, the guy at work fucking plays with the audio of like the bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Bang. Why don't they just go down and get where...
Exactly.
Why don't they pull it out? And then like 2 days later, they're like, oh yeah, everyone's dead.
Do you know this...
Why doesn't that make any... No one has been able to explain this to me. So if it's sunk, they send down a probe... And they hear banging on metal.
Yeah.
Why don't they just go down and get it then?
Mm.
No one can tell me why.
Because this guy's such a fucking cowboy. I read a thing that apparently they got into trouble and he waited 8 hours before he tried to sound the alarm. Also, this control, it's not even wired, dude. It was using Bluetooth. Shit. It's a Bluetooth controller.
Fuck. He lost reception.
4,000 feet underwater. That's an incredible amount of... Even if they save these cunts, they're going to get the bends. There's no way you're coming up right. Like, you've got bubbles on your brain even if they do save you.
Oh,
that's fucked up. And they're dead now, eh?
Oh, they are so dead, dude.
Yeah.
They are so dead.
There's still a chance.
Did they die near the Titanic?
It was like 200 meters. They found the wreckage like 200 meters. So they weren't... Like, dude didn't even know where he was going.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
It's pretty crazy. And also, this guy has been a cowboy in the past and run this thing before and got fucking stuck under the hull of the Titanic and there was no emergency beacon and they were like, we got to get an emergency beacon. And he didn't put it in.
who's the non-billionaire?
This cunt who just built this fucking...
So the billionaire...
He called it Ocean Gate, the company.
So it's just some fucking Kramer cunt.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'll build us one and we'll be great. And the billionaire is like made his mast millions from, you know, trusting in business decisions. Just trusting.
Well, these guys are just doing morbid tourism, I guess.
I guess it's like, but, you know, you only know what you know. And he just might have like a slick Google ad or something. They're like, hell yeah,
target
on this one.
And like this, but like the proper subs can only fit two people in them.
Yeah.
So when they're like, oh, you've made one that can go that far with five people in it. This is exciting, but it's probably not real.
Yeah, wow.
And then it went down and just...
And he just chopped two together and stuck them. Like Lego.
That's fucking hell. Up, man.
Like when you see a car tow on the tray of a ute, he's done that.
Yeah, yeah, like something's not right.
It's like it's not a real trailer. Mm. It's just the other half of a car.
Oh, fuck. How's this? I got one for you boys. Fucking bit of an own goal today. I was walking up to get some lunch on King Street. I'm working in Newtown now. And I was like walking towards the lights near the IGA.
Yeah.
It was this smoking hot chick in a fucking like marginal puffer jacket and then like a really tight dress and like a huge ass, like a blonde chick.
Nice.
Really fucking hot.
Nice.
And I was walking the lights and just staring at her ass. And then she turned and kind of caught me. And I just put my eyes up like that and kept walking. And then I hit a fucking pole like that. And then like fucking 45 myself, like inwards, like that. Just like quickly, just tried to get it back together, and just like kept walking forward, pretending like nothing happened.
Yeah. And then one day she comes out, and when your dad's in a submarine, he's like, "That's my stalker."
Yeah, it was so fucking shit. I just had to like keep walking. But the-
I seen a weird man, thing I today.
Wait, carry on.
I seen it. You know, so you know, guys, you know, like I was in a Cabramatta today.
Oh, wow. You're really getting about Sydney.
Yeah, I wanted to go like the western side, all that kind of shit, right? So I was there.
Good food out at Cabramatta.
Crazy, bro.
Good heroin.
Good Asian
as well.
Food. That's is that we true? Went,
yeah. Yeah, good.
Did
heroin,
you go for
yeah.
the heroin or the Chinese food?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. We're yum cha, yeah.
Yeah.
We're walking around the joint, just it's like one of those markets.
Who took you there?
My mate who came to my show in Melbourne. She was like, "When you're in Sydney, I'll take you around." Anyway, we're there. And I was just waiting. She was getting money out from the bank and stuff. So I was just hanging out by myself. And I look, and it was the craziest shit I've ever fucking seen. It was like an old woman, like a 60-year-old woman. Like, if you looked at her face, you'd be like, she's old. Like, she's off the market.
Yeah.
And she's been old for a while, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And she was like a petite, small woman, but she had a huge BBL.
Yeah, right. Sounds like Peggy's going to market here.
But I was like, that's so great. You don't see like a fake ass on like an old woman. You see, like, yeah. I've seen like
mums. You've never been to the Gold Coast, no?
Oh, man. Those lizard queens up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're putting a spoiler on a Camry, dude. You get that 89 Camry, put a spoiler on it. What's that ass fucking bounce?
A lot
dude.
Of dump trucks getting around there. Yeah, with old as fuck bearings.
Yeah, it explode like the fucking submarine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just shocked. It's just like, it just like shocked me. Like, I've never seen
what that. Race was she?
She was Arab.
Yeah, no.
But like, I'm talking old. She wasn't like a milfy 40-year-old, you know?
Yeah, no.
She was like an old woman.
It was did like, she have the bolt-ons as well or just?
Just the huge, bro, the hips and everything.
Wow.
Do you reckon it was real?
Nah, bro.
No?
It looked like fucking two watermelons with some duct tape. It was fucked.
Yeah, nice. Bit of DIY.
I was like, you never see it on like an old lady. You see it on a young mom or an older mom, but not like a fucking.
Yeah, it's kind of refined normally. You know, big fake ass. But not a, not an old
man, that's one. Nice to know 60-year-olds are still throwing them back for a real one.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. Ever?
Yeah, and she got like the first BBL in Australia. She got like back in the day.
Yeah.
She was like a pioneer.
A Brazilian butt lift for some of our dumber listeners.
Yeah. Less horny listeners.
We don't have any of them.
Oh, if you're not horny and you're listening to the Mug Off, what are you doing?
Yeah. Wasting your damn time.
How was the yum cha?
It was real good, yeah.
Yeah?
How was that chick's ass? Did you eat that as well?
Oh, yeah. That was yum. Do you guys eat the feet, the chicken feet? Like the chicken feet when you get yum cha?
You've really stressed chicken feet then.
Nah, man.
Yeah, dude.
I'm out for chicken feet.
It's fucking cracker, eh? It's so good, eh? It's like soft gelatinous with chicken. It's
I reckon I would try it. It's the nails that put me off.
You don't eat that.
Yeah, but they're still there.
They went on today.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you went to a real one, huh?
Yeah. You go to the one with like, there's a fucking nail.
The last one I went to was in a shopping center.
Oh, damn.
No, it was sick, but they had the chicken feet. It still had the nails on.
Chicken feet slaps. So we had tripe as well.
What? Nah, fuck that.
I like all the weird cuts of the animal.
Yeah, tongue is good.
Tongue goated.
Duggan used to be a butcher, man. Tell you everything you need to know about.
Yeah, really?
Shit.
I like a brain.
Yeah, right. Brain. What about sweetbreads? You ever had them?
Sweetbread.
That's the nuts.
No, I've never.
What about have you ever had smooth brain?
No.
Living with one, brother.
I reckon there's a market for that. Like you could get like Down syndrome to pigs. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, can I get mine with extra chromosome, please? It's all right.
Yeah, like Fragois or whatever, like a specialty kind of.
They hit it on the head with a hammer a few times and they serve
like
it
a cartoon. You get it with CTE.
Yeah.
Doink. Yeah, we doinked this one pretty good. Do you want
the chef's like, we know it's prepared correctly when it goes.
Yeah, it's in-house doinked. Yeah. Oink, oink, oak. Like, I'll get it in here. Get the one that oaks.
Yeah. I remember once I was like living with my auntie a couple of years ago, and whenever I'd come home from gigs, I'd turn the light on and she'd always like, leave the light on. You always wake me up when you put the light on. So one day I came home and I could smell something she's cooked. And I was like, fuck, she's made like a hectic curry, right? And I went to the stove and I'm like, oof, this is mad. So I just blindly with a fork just started, oh, it was like amazing. So I just pumped fucking like, just no rice, nothing, just curry in the dark. Went to bed, woke up in the morning and I came out and she was like, did you eat the brain? And I was like, what? And she's like, hey, I cooked brain for your grandfather. He's the only one who likes it. I don't really like it, but I cook it for him. Did you eat it?
What kind of brain was it? What
the
animal?
The lamb brain. It was like this.
Yeah, right.
Bro, I looked at it. It looked fucked when you looked at it. Like, it looked like brains in curry sauce, whatever.
Yeah, but it's real pale, huh? Once it's cooked.
Yeah, it was like almost like a blue.
Yeah.
But it was so good. 10 out of 10. And since then, I've requested it, eh?
Oh. Yeah, nice. Yeah. You and your grandfather.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah, right.
And then
so
we
it's
ate
just
his
you.
Yeah. No, but it was so good. I love it. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Did you know this cunt's Indian as well? It's great to have another one knocking about who's a bit of a rat
back.
Yeah,
but he's handsome.
Yeah, but that's
he's
still,
a sexy man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See, real recognized real, baby.
Right here. I can see you giving him money under the table.
they're rupees.
Do you know Schuster?
Yeah, he's my homie, yeah.
Yeah. He had a well, you probably tell about it, but he had a joke about how half Indian people are either like really attractive or Cameron Duggan. And once he did it and got Cameron Duggan on stage and goes, look, like that.
Yeah.
Are you half Indian?
Yeah.
So I'm both Indian on both sides.
Yeah, and Portuguese, huh?
Because when Portugal invaded, so on my dad's side, it's more of a Portuguese influence.
Yeah, right.
They call it Anglo-Indians. So anyone who's an immigrant from India.
That's what my mum is, Anglo-Indian.
Yeah. So we're sort of like halfy-halfies.
Did Portugal get a steak in India?
Yeah, Portugal, the Middle East, France and England. I had a great grandmother who could only speak French. And
really? There's
pockets in India.
Man, that would be crazy to hear French with the head wobble.
Yeah. Fagois.
I got to learn about this shit. Like I only found out like, I don't know, 2 years ago that like France occupied Vietnam and that's why we have Burmese.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, bro.
I didn't know that, dude.
I got a friend and she's like a fucking, she's got big tits when she's a Viet girl. And I asked him, like, why do you have big tits? And like straight away she's like, probably a French rapist. Yeah, dude, France got around, bro.
In
India, there's pockets, like there's full villages where you could only speak French and then no one looks French. They're all like full-on Indians and they all speak French. It's like a common thing.
Who knew they had it in them? I thought they were a bunch of cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Man, those guys fucking riot, dude.
France,
they love a riot, dude.
Yeah. Oh, try put the pension age over there and see what happens.
Man, I reckon the reason like all these old guys that are like, you know, that cheese-eating surrender monkeys that you always say.
Yeah. I got
it's
on
very
my grandfather.
Funny, but it's like because they wouldn't get involved in wars. It's like, yeah, dude, we're fucking up our own country.
Yeah, bad.
We're too busy fucking chucking rocks through cop cars over here. Gonna go and fuck with the Arab dudes? We already did that.
What was it? Someone said Gandhi's thing was like he would lie in bed with like two really hot chicks next to him and just see if he'd be tempted or something.
They were underage as well.
Oh, really?
They weren't like really hot. They were just 2 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that's what I said. They were really hot.
I dated a French girl for a long time in high school. And her mum, so obviously I spent a lot of time with the mum because we were kids, so we'd be in the house.
Mm.
And the mum used to say the most fucked things about black people.
Like, she would have loved you, huh?
She actually did, but she'd be like, French is bullshit now. It's so fucking bullshit. She's like, there's so many black people. I can't go back. like, whoa. And it's like, apparently, like, France is like, I grew up thinking France is like really fucked. Like, it's really, like, dangerous place because of all the black people. Then recently I was like, oh, she was just crazy telling me some wild shit.
It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Real?
Yeah.
Wait, it's full of black people? It sounds cool.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, all the, like, the rappers scene there, like, the drill rap scene.
Yeah.
Like, French.
You go to, yeah. I mean, yeah, like you go to just a fucking all white place like Brisbane.
Yeah.
Cunts yeah. freak out about salt. Yeah. You know?
But the BBLs are good, I hear.
Yeah. Well, on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I mean, archery. Yeah,
things
yeah.
get weird when us whites are left to our own devices, you know?
Yeah.
Got to mix it up a bit.
Yeah, you fucking put pepper near a white guy, he starts sneezing and shit.
It's fucking
can't
green.
Handle it.
Nah.
Yeah, bad. Paprika's like too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smoked paprika? They're like, what the fuck?
Have you ever gotten that, like, I'm Indian, I can handle spice. I went to fucking Japan. I went to Ichiran. You know Ichiran? You've been there?
I've heard of it. I've never been to
It's Japan. Like a ramen chain. It's like the Macca's for ramen. And you go in there and they give you a little piece of paper. And before you order, you fill in the paper. Like, how much, how rich do you want the broth?
Yeah.
How much this? Do you want an egg? You tick all the little boxes. And there's a chili one and it's 1 out of 20. And me and my ex were there and she was like, try, like, we'll start with 0 and every day we'll go up. So I started with 0, it was like nothing. 1 was like, oh, this is good.
How long were you there for?
It was like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, and perfect.
I was like the second one. I was like, this is fucking hot. Like, this is great.
The third one?
Yeah, it was like, this is hot.
I would have gone middle, like medium.
Nah, we wanted to go up to, I got to like the third or fourth one and I was like, I can't finish this bowl.
Yeah.
And wow. then next to me, because there's like these little booth seats, you're not even sitting with your missus, like she's sitting over there, these booths, I look next to me, this 12-year-old with a fucking school uniform, she's like finished school, she comes over and she just puts down a 9. And I was like, this place is fucked. It's different areas have different levels of spice, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
wow. I can't handle Thai spice. It fucks me.
Oh yeah, those guys.
Crazy.
I don't like this used to be a thing I get teased a lot, but those chili eating competitions. you see a Thai lady in that? It's like
run.
She's got it. I remember like, okay, this is a fuck you round. You got to eat another ghost chili or whatever. And she's like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't phase her. Yeah, not one yeah. bit. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This tiny Thai woman. And she's just like, what do I win? I'm like, nothing. Sure. I never said anything yeah. about a prize. Everyone just signed up for this for my amusement.
Yeah, yeah.
So I heard two things about chili in my life. My granddad told me one of his mates loved vindaloo.
Yeah.
And
it's actually pronounced Vindaloo.
I think you'll find it's Vindaloo.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. This cunt doesn't know how to speak English.
If you're my mum, you would say Windaloo because she can't pronounce V's and W's properly.
Yeah, Vindaloo. Yeah.
But my granddad said that fucked him up and that killed him, like in his stomach. And then cut to, I met this guy down a coal mine in Newcastle. I was working in the mines there. This dude used to have a can of tomatoes with a giant thing of curry powder and like 50-50 it every day, shake it up and drink it. And he said his dad died of dementia, but if you look at the dementia rates in India and shit, they're way low.
Mm.
And they put it down to what was it? The turmeric.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was going to be like the head wobble. Like they just
keep it moving, baby. Yeah.
Keep the brain guessing.
The brain's always fizzed up.
I'm going to do that bit tonight, eh?
It's always fizzed up. You can never tell. Yeah. They've just always had a fizzy brain.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
What the turban's for, dude. Just stop it spurting out.
Yeah, man, they're sautering them, right?
Yeah, but how's that? He was like convinced of it. And he said that he's a serious pisshead, but he's like the tomatoes, something with the fucking liver.
Mm.
And he's like the curry powder, no fucking dementia.
Oh, dude, your guts would be fucked. I had an uncle and his doctor told him that he would just dump Tabasco and shit on everything. Had to be chili on everything.
Yeah.
My mum's brother and the doctor told him that he had to stop eating chili. And it was just like,
what?
I mean, he's just like, you know, he's a shell of a man now. He can't eat chili.
What was about the chili?
I think it fucks his stomach eventually.
I need chili on it. Like, I put chili on fucking toast sometimes.
Yeah. He just ate so much of it, but he's like an old man. It just, you eat that much of it, it just fucks your body.
Yeah, 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 true.
Fuck. But then how these fucking Indian dudes cruising. You were
so close to saying curry munchies, weren't you?
All right, you caught me, all right? Yeah, I thought that'd be like, I just thought that was interesting. They're like, yeah, no dementia in Indian people. Yeah.
My mum, like, she will have these ailments because my mum's like in her 70s I'm like, Ma, you need to go to the doctor. And she's like, nah, I just eat garlic and ginger.
Yeah, same.
I like, love it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's your foot. like you got a bad ankle. Yeah. You got to go to the doctor and find out what this is. You need some fucking anti-inflammatories or whatever. And she's like, no, garlic and ginger. She just keeps doing it and it works. And she's like, told you. All right. It's hard to argue with when it works, you know?
Yeah. Fucking A. Ladies and gentlemen, it's ad time. Time to keep the lights on, and the Mug Off are selling out, and there's nowhere we would rather sell out to than this venue, the Sydney Comedy Store.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Love this place.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's where I met you two boys.
That's where we met. I met my wife there, my good friends. I absolutely love the place. It's my hometown club. I love the Sydney Comedy Store. It's located at the Entertainment Quarter, so just get down there to the EQ, you know, park, chill, and have a great time. It's a Sydney Comedy Store. It rules so hard. They got a lot of international acts, local legends, fresh talent. And, of course, the flagship event of the Comedy Store is, of course, the showcase shows that run Thursday, Friday, two shows Saturday. All tickets come with a drink included. So if you like it and you want to get down, use the code word MUGOFF at checkout for a discount on your ticket. That's MUGOFF, one word, M-U-G-G-O-F-F at checkout. M-U-G-G-O-F-F at checkout. See ya.
They're built from different stock, dude.
Indian people.
Old Indian people, like, because there's, one of her parents was a doctor, so it's hard to justify that, you know, I'll be all right without a doctor. It's like your parent was a doctor.
Do Indian people hate English people? Because of the
occupation? Complete opposite.
Really? It depends. Because my family is Anglo-Indian, so that's like Anglo-Saxon and Indian. Because they were, like, the English invaded India.
Because my parents are both Irish and they fucking hate English people so much.
Yeah, but it's because
they got their own history with them.
Yeah, I think I read something about that.
Yeah.
So they're, like,
back a bit.
Like, generations back, it's like, so they were kind of.
England were the last colonized. So I would have thought Indian people would be like, fuck you, English.
No, it's like different religions hate them. So Anglo-Indian people almost worship them because it's like. Anglo-Indians were so, like, the reason my grandfather came to Australia is because, like, Hindi people pulled knives and were like, we'll fucking kill you, cunt.
Yeah.
If you don't leave India because you're not
I
real
just
got
to let Lingard in.
Yeah, too easy.
But he was like, he's been in India for, like, what, 50, 60 years by this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like, we're Indian. So they always sort of liked, they had a good relationship with the English. And my whole family, to this day, when the cricket's on, they go for England.
That's fucking off, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. And I personally, I'm like, I don't really watch the cricket, but I'm thinking, like, that seems fucked.
Yeah.
But most other Indian, like Hindi people, Buddhist people, all those people, fucking hate the English. There's sort of like a lot of different opinions.
Interesting.
It's also the most religious country in the world, bro.
Yeah.
The most amount of religious worship happens in India. Yeah.
But it's split up across a few big players.
But like every religion's there.
Yeah.
Christians.
Jews?
I think, yes, there's a lot of Jews and it's like a smaller group compared to Muslims and shit. But there's fucking Jews. There's actually a fucking
I don't think you can say there's fucking Jews.
These fucking Jews. The Jews are higher
Goodbye,
than Indians.
Goodbye, Hollywood.
But there's a funny story, like, in my family. Because, like, my family is cool and shit, but we got a lot of extended family who are, like, loopy.
Yeah.
And there's this one.
Love it.
There's this one story about my nana. Like, we were leaving a party and some guy in the family who, like, we don't know, but we know him if we met, he just grabbed her and started whispering in her ear. And then everyone was like, what the fuck is he whispering? It's gossip. Anyway, we got in the car, we're driving off, and my mum was like, Mom, what did that guy whisper in your ear? And he goes, oh, daughter, he just whispered Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. He just went into it with Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Just said Jehovah like 15 times and then pushed her away. We're like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, he was like, obviously, like Jehovah's Witness or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
he's just behaving all fucking picnic and now he's just got to get it out quickly.
Yeah, like he was really holding it in.
How do the, because Hare Krishna is Indian?
Hare Krishna is, yeah. I don't know, man. That's some fucking white people shit in my view.
Oh, wow.
Every time you see him dancing around, fucking, white, yeah, yeah. They're all like, you know, you found yourself, you know, you're from Geelong. You caught the V line in, you saw some pamphlet, and now you're fucking.
It's a cinema here that is run by him. It's really good Indian food.
Oh, really?
And like fucking.
Oh, like all awesome. Vegan food, yeah, kind of vibes, yeah. Their food does slap.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Very different to the food that I eat and probably Doug and he'd say.
Yeah, yeah. He can really cook. He can fucking kill some Indian food.
Do like you cook?
Yeah, man, I could cook.
Really? I can't cook shit Indian.
I'm not great at cooking Indian food, but everything else. Indian food's too complex.
Yeah, it's so complex. Hey, bro, how are you, man?
Lingard's in the room, baby.
Jacob, Dan, Jacob.
What's up, G?
Yeah,
yeah, Indian food's real hard to cook. My mum's given me a recipe before. And I've made it, and it just tastes like shit. I'm like, yeah. She fucking left something out, dude.
Yeah.
She doesn't want me to be great.
Yeah, she's really? Gas. What's it, gatekeeping?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why when she dies, you'll be at a Blink-182 concert.
I mean, I'm sure she gave me the thing. I just fucked it, you know. I just fucked it up.
Yeah.
These old ladies, man, when they're cooking, they don't fuck around with measuring spoons.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all instinct.
It's like a bit of this, a bit of that. That's it.
Fuck. Yeah.
Dude, my family doesn't even use spices. My dad used to boil mints.
What do you mean? Just like blot in the water?
Yeah, just drop it in the water. I hadn't seen him in 4 years and he decided he was going to make us like, hey, if you haven't seen us in ages, I'll make his dinner. And he goes, I'll make his spaghetti bolognese. I'll just boil the mints. I was like, what the fuck do you mean boil the mints?
What, then get it with like a sieve?
Yeah, just get it with like a spoon with holes in it.
Oh, God.
I don't think he's far off just grabbing it with his bare hands on his leg. Just fucking.
Fucking hell.
Granddad,
man, this has been one of my favorite episodes to talk about India.
Yeah, it's been good. I've learned so much.
We haven't even got the mug off yet.
Oh, sorry, yeah, we'll get into
let's
it.
Let's get into it. Yeah. We've had it. We've had enough fucking brains. We've had enough brains and potatoes.
I haven't told this fucking story in a while, but it's so dumb. Like, this is real. So when I started comedy, you do the all the open mics and all this kind of shit. I still do the
fucking sometimes
open
mics.
You still.
I was the one
dude,
last
if
night.
You think you're past open mics, you're out of your mind.
I did The Crown last night.
Boy, dude, that's dirty.
That was crack. That was 10 out of 10.
Yeah?
Really?
That was great, yeah. I got a couple of good laughs at some new shit. Fuck it, that's all we did.
Nice.
It was a bit out of the way, but.
Yeah.
Damn, you're doing the dirty work.
Gang, baby. But fuck it. Hey, this is like 2018.
How long have you been doing comedy now?
I started like when I was 19, but I only started doing it every day in 2018. So that's why I say I started, but technically can't be like, I've seen you in fucking whatever.
That's a very vague measure of time, by the way.
Yeah.
19 to fucking know,
5 years. 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
good amount.
Yeah. But this one fucking open mic, it was always full with lesbians. It was a Sunday night in
Indoor Cricket Club?
No, it was a tiki bar. Indoor Cricket Club. It was a jeans shop.
Was it in a Subaru dealership?
It was at a tiki bar.
I was just going in there to get my cricket bat framed. And that open mic night on.
Yeah. I just had to get my forester serviced and this comedy gig sprung out around me.
Worst gig.
Hey, fellas. Sorry, ladies.
But that was the vibe. Because the only cunts to rock up was like me and my five comedian friends at the time. We were all talking about wanking, whatever you talk about when you start.
Yeah.
And like it was all the hospo audience from the local scene in Yarraville. So all these bartenders and, you know, cocktail cunts.
Yarraville's quite a fancy area too, isn't it?
It's not. It's one of those areas. It's in the west and it's sort of built up in the last 6 years.
Okay.
But this is like a poxy ass bar. And at the back, there's an outdoor tiki lounge. And all the hospitals people go there on Sunday night and drink.
Fuck yeah.
And we'd let them do an open mic there.
Sounds awesome.
It was fucked. And it was a small room like this, and they'd sit there, and you just bomb, and like we were all dudes, all our jokes were fucked, and they just hated us, right?
Yeah.
And once I was on stage doing my bullshit, like I would just go up there with no material most of the time because I didn't fucking write or anything. And these two girls walked in. Now, one was like full, literal, like, meth head, like old woman, like missing teeth, like and she's walking in, and behind her is like this stunning woman, but like the biggest fake tits you've ever like got imagine crazy, bro.
I'm listening.
Can someone turn my earphones off?
Like,
hang on. I'm right there with you.
She's like full, like bimbo, hectic, but like ethnic. She looked like something. And I just, because they walked, the way you come in is behind the comedian. So yeah. I was like, hey, come down. And they walked in talking. So I just started being like, hey, ladies, what's going on? And then the methy one was like, yeah, fuck off, come, we're sitting down, you fucking talk. And I was like, all right. And then I saw the hot one. And I was like, oh, fuck, hello, mamacita. And I started flirting with her. And she was like, oh, I love for you, love.
Wait, that's flirting? Yeah, hello, mamacita.
I look Latino, it works. So I just started doing that at them. And then they sort of sit down, but then I started going, so what were you talking about when you walked? And I don't know how to do crowd because I've been doing comedy for a couple of months. So I'm fucking it up and it's gone weird. And the audience like, what the fuck? Like, it was just awful. And then eventually I said something like, oh, she said, I'm from Peru. I'm from Peru. And I said, oh, Peruvian. And then the methy one just started being like, fuck off, cunt. You're fucking harassing us girls. Fuck you. Don't
us
fuck
girls.
You. Yeah.
Like, same
like,
league.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why are they hanging out with you? And then eventually I was like, oh, mate, fucking shut up, mate. When did you catch the V-line here? Fuck. I started roasting her. And then she just got up right in my face. And there's a video of it, actually. And she's just like scream and scream and scream. And my friend's filming it. She's screaming in my face. And all three of them storm out. Mm. And I was like, whatever.
Who's the third one?
Oh, there was maybe the
meth head, fake tits.
Two of them, two. No, two. There was three of them. There was three of them.
Oh, there's a third one.
There was a fake tits one. And I'm not trying to fucking make myself sound like a man cunt or anything. This tits were like literally one is this big. And the other one is this, like, it's like.
How does that make you sound like a man
cunt?
They're
like,
not your tits.
I'm not trying to exaggerate the tits. Why would I brag about my tits being big? Bro, I'm such a man cunt. My tits are huge, bro. But their tits, like, it was like freak. It wasn't like she's got big tits. It was like, what's going on with her mentally, you know?
Yeah, that's why she had a Peruvian. Yeah. She used to carry them up the fucking mountain. Yeah.
I put them on her back. I think mentally she rules is why she has big tits.
But she and her mate had big tits and they were with her methy.
Gotcha,
anyway,
gotcha.
They all stormed out. So I finished my set, whatever. The night goes on and I was like, I was talking to the comedian and they said, you should go say sorry to them because we've seen them here before. So you've offended people at this gig. So like, you know what? I was like, oh, fuck. All right. So I went out the front of the gig and they were having a drink there. And I was like, hey, I just want to say. And the methy lady was like, you're a fucking dog, cunt. You're a fuck you. You fucking, you embarrassed us. You made us feel ashamed. Like, you're a fucking good. And I was just like, and I lied. I was like, I'm 18. I just started comedy. I'm not famous yet. So you can't act like I'm professional. I'm learning. And then she was like, well, fuck. And then I left. And the hot one, she's like, hey, I'm so sorry about my friend. She's really drunk. And I was like, whatever, right? Anyway, I went back.
Are they all kind of the same age?
No, the old one's like literally like 70 and the two ones are like 30.
How,
like,
are they friends?
What is this?
Oh,
dynamic?
I see where it's
this
going.
This is where it's going. Anyway, so I went fucking back in the tiki room, watched the end of my mate's set, and he was like, oh, we're going to catch the train. So I was like, cool. So we all caught the train, and it was the last train. It was 11:45. And we walked all the way to the train station, we're waiting. And then I was like, fuck, I left my backpack with all my stuff in it. And I think I was at uni or something. I had like important shit. So I was like, I've got to go back, but I'm going to miss the last train. No. So I ran back. And I went to get the backpack. And as I walked in, I just see my mate, who's a comedian. And he's like sitting like this next to the two Peruvians and the method. And the whole bar is closed now. It's just kick on, it's kind of thing. And I was like, hey, what are you doing here? And he just looked at me. And he like made eye contact with the tits and then just looked back at me. And I was like, oh, okay. And I felt in my head, I was like, this cunt, you know, whatever. So I just went, got my bag and I was leaving. And the hot one came running up. She's like, oh my God, I just want to apologize about my friend. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, all good, all good, all good. And she grabbed me. She's like, no, I must buy you a shot. And I was like, I gotta catch the last train. I gotta go
I'll
now.
I'll fucking walk home, dude.
But this is in Yarraville. I live in like South Morang. Like
you always get home. You always get home.
I mean, yeah, but I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll buy you one shot. Have one drink with me, please. And I'm thinking, holy, this is the.
I'm gonna bring it back to the good side.
Yeah, this is the moment I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I look at my mates and I'm like, he drives. He can take me. I'm like, we'll sort it out. So I'm like, all right. So we go to the bar, and she's like, "Can I get a tequila shot?" And she's like, "Can we get the lemon?" And we're doing put the salt, and we're having like, and we're laughing and the thing, and it was just, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "We're gonna fall in love."
Yeah.
We're going to be together forever. And I put it, I was like 22 at the time as well. So I was naive, you know? So me and this girl doing the shots and all this shit. And then she's like, come sit with my friends. And I was like, the meth heads though. And it was also like a weird pairing because my mate was talking up the other hot one and the meth head was just sitting like looking for a man, you know? And then we went and
looking for an arm wrestle in the pub.
Yeah, bad, bro. And we sat at the table and the friend was like, yeah, fuck, mate. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off. And I was like, I'm sorry for whatever I said. They're like, look, it's all good, mate. We did one of these. Like, you know that movie Predator where it was like, you son of a bitch. And then, like, we're hanging out, whatever. And then the hot one sort of looking at me. And she's just, like, looking at me, like, the vibes. So I kissed her. We started making out, like, full kissing and all this kind of thing. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm going to have sex with this girl with big titties, yeah. And then she just pushes me off her and then looks up. And there's, like, this 40-year-old dude. Like, he looks like he's my wife's a bitch. And he's, like, here, like, with a beard. He's, like, all hunched over. And he's sitting there. And she's, like, and she's pointing. And I'm like, oh, she's trying to wing the meth head in. With that guy, I'm like, that's great, because the method's kind of weird staring at us, you know? So I'm like, yeah. And then she goes up to the guy and starts talking to him. And she's like, and I'm like, oh, she's probably going to go, hey, come sit with us. So I'm just sitting there with the method. The method's like, you know, you don't look that bad, eh? And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I just kissed your friend. And she's like, yeah, what does that mean, mate? Come on, I'm not that much older than you. Like, she's full, and I was just like, what? And then I was slowly started, like, turning to my mate. And he was like, the one that he's trying to get with is just ignoring him. Like, he's just like, you know, like. And I just said, I'm like, hey, you guys look good together or some shit. And she was like, what do you mean? He looks so young. And he's older than me. So I'm like, he's 30. And she just grabbed him and started hooking up with him. And I was like, what the fuck is this group? Like, who are these fucking freaks, you know? Anyway, I look over and the hot one I was kissing comes back holding the guy's hand. And she's like, everyone, this is John. And John's like, g'day, like, fuck, you know. And I was like, oh, in my head, now I'm sitting over here and they're sitting over there. And I was like, but I wanted to sit next to her. Now, and then she turns and starts making out with John. And I'm thinking, fuck.
Who the fuck is John, dude?
And he's an ugly old dude. Like, he looks like a dude you just ripped out of a pub in, like,
Ballarat. You just colonized your woman, dude.
Yeah, bad. And I worked so hard to get it. And I missed the train for this.
Yeah.
So what's my sitch? So I start bumping my mate, like, hey man, like, can you take me home? And he's like, fuck off. Like, he's, you know, hooking up with this girl. And then the meth head's looking at me. You know what I mean? The pairs have swapped. So then I was like, I don't know what I did. I was just some like really like stupid simp shit. I sort of like weaseled my way around the table to sit next to her. And then I was like, oh, like, can I sit next to you? And she's like, no, it's him. And I was like, oh, okay. It was painful. Like, I just felt like I needed to fuck this woman because I missed the train. And it was so pathetic. As it came out of my mouth, I'm like, you are a fucking loser. I said, like, oh, but you're kissing him, but I was wanting that you wanted to kiss me again.
Oh, no.
And she was like, you're so young. And you have no money. And I was like, that is fair. And I went and sat with my mate. And then I went to the toilet or something. I came back. And my mate looked at me and he's like, man, she's not going to kiss me anymore either. And I was like, will you take me home? And he's like, will you give me $50? And I go, all right, but can you wait till like next week? Because I'm going to pay. And he's like, all right. And then as we left, the bar manager walked out. He's like, what are you two boys doing here? The gig ended ages ago. And he's like, nah. We're hanging out with the girls. And he goes, you're hanging out with the prostitutes. They work around the corner. They come here every night just looking for drunk idiots. And I was like, oh, they thought we had money. They thought we were like, they were to hustle us. And they realized, who are these fucking dweebs that we've been talking to for the next hour? Oh, what about that old dude? Yeah, he'll have money. He looked like a depressed fuck.
Yeah.
So then we got like kicked to the side. We're like, they were prostitutes. Oh, fuck, whatever, the sex workers. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Come
mate,
on,
fuck.
Dude.
Because all the escorts just listened to this guy, and I was going to finish myself off, but nah. Anyway, so then we leave. We get in the car. And then
man, for a second there, I thought this was going to be a story about like, finally, the Indian guys are out there getting pussy. And it's nah, they are all like beautiful. Even in real life, even the young ones are like beautiful tits, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some things change, some things stay the same. They still got to pay for it.
Yeah, nothing happened, unfortunately. But we got in the car and we were driving. We had to drive past the bar again, and he sort of slowed at the bar. And we both just looked at each other. He's like, do you want to go in and just ask one more time? And he was like, yeah. So we just went back in. And it was the worst. It was like us walking back in. And Ulitis was like, wait.
A bunch of coins.
Got the change out of the middle of the
you're walking in console. Walking in like Sonic, hoping for a route.
That was so sad. And then he was waiting in the car. He's like, quickly go suss it. So I ran back in, and the one he kissed came out, and I said, oh, like, my friend, and what I said is so fucked. I was like, my friend wants to know if you want to lift home or anything, like, just casually, you know, like, and she's like, who's your friend? Like, they've been drinking this whole time. They're fucking. Yeah. I'm like, my friend, do you remember?
Oh, it's all business for them, huh?
I was like, the little dude you kissed.
It's so funny to be 22 and falling in love with sex workers. Yeah, it was... They're like, I'm on here, boys. You dumbass.
Man, no one can disrespect you like a sex worker.
Oh, hard. What? I feel like you have a story too, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if we got the. Oh, man, when I was like. 20.
Yes. Round this out, baby.
I got diagnosed with like a heart thing, and my doctor told me like that day, he was like, you might not live to see 30. So I was pretty upset.
Really? You got diagnosed with a heart thing too. It was fluttering for a sex worker.
I went to an open mic that night and just like fucked. I was so drunk. I just got on stage and made a mess. And then afterwards, I was talking to this old, proper old, crusty open mic guy. At the bar, and I was telling him about it. Well, he started telling me about his grandma who died, and he was crying. And I was like, oh, you think that's bad? And then I told him about me, and he started crying more. I was like, all right, really? I'm going to go home, dude. And he was like, no. We got to go somewhere else. And I was like, okay. So he puts us in a cab, and then I didn't know you could do this, but he would get in the cab, and he just goes, take us to a brothel. And he did. He just took us to a brothel. And then we got to one, and there were too many cars out the front, and the guy I'm with, Mark, he's like, too many. Next. So he just takes us to another one. In like,
what do you mean there's too many cars in front?
Like too many cabs out the front, too many clients.
Oh, shit.
So the cab driver just knew all the brothels?
Yeah, he just kept taking us to new locales.
He's like, mention my name there.
We end up in like a fruit packing district.
The line at fucking Stanmore Macca's is too long.
Yeah, we end up
at another Macca's.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's exactly the same vibe.
I think I know the fella you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's a grim fucking scene to see a little twink me with him. Just looks like he's taking his son
out. Yeah, it's like, what, do you guys want a room to fuck in or what?
Yeah, between the two of us, it wasn't clear who was the Make-A-Wish. You know, it was a fucking tragedy to behold.
Yeah, a pacemaker and a bald guy.
We end up in this place.
That's a real Sophie's choice, you know. You want to die at 30 or you want to be bald at 40?
We end up out in this place in like a fruit packing district in like Rockdale in outside Brisbane. And, yeah,
Rochdale.
Rockdale?
Isn't Rockdale here?
No, I'm pretty sure. Either way, I was at a brothel.
You're probably right.
In Brisbane.
Yeah.
Near fruit packing
plants.
And then we go in and there's like a fountain and a nice lady behind the desk, and then we end up in like a smaller waiting room. And I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. All I know is Mark's giving me $100 in cash, and I'm happy with that, honestly.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there reading a four-wheel driving magazine because they've got magazines in the fucking thing. And then this chick pops her head and she's like, hi, I'm Sugar. I'm like, hey, and then go back to the magazine. And then like a bunch of chicks do it, and then like you go out into through the next door, and they're all standing there, and you have to like pick one.
The lineup.
Yeah. And Mark picks this chick named Jess, and I couldn't remember anyone else, so I picked Sugar because she seemed nice.
Yeah, cool. Which one of you broads wants me?
Yeah. And it's pretty. It's
don't
pretty
rip me too hard, me heart like you know. Who's the biggest dud? Who's going to starfish it for me?
It's pretty fucked. We're going up the stairs.
I've got 100. Who will do it for 75? I'm going to get buttering. A big back on the way home. I mean, someone's going to put $40 worth of effort in. 100 might kill me. I need a C. Who here's a C-minus woman? I'm throwing 46%.
Nah, Sugar was a saint because I think she.
That's got the last one you need. Who is named Splendor?
I think she caught the vibe because we're going up the steps and she starts patting my hand and she goes, "You shouldn't be here. You're a nice boy." And she does that all the way up the stairs. And I'm like, well, okay, I agree, but I have the cash. So let's, we're in.
We're still rude.
You're like talking out of yourself, man.
And then that all happens. And I'm just, I'm not having a great time. I'm definitely not coming. And this seems to upset her to some degree. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm off
That's
my face.
That's what you like hearing
I'm off
while
my
you're
face.
Rooting.
I'm dumb. Yeah. I'm young. I go, I think it's because I don't love you.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, man, that's the gayest shit.
I know. And she just laughs. Laughs. And then she pins me to the bed and masturbates until she comes on my face. Just
really?
Pins me down.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
is that what you asked for?
No.
So she hit the love comment and then just be like, I'm going to teach this.
That makes me love her.
She had the attitude of a woman you want working on your roof. Like she was hail or shine, she was going to get something done that night. Doesn't care what the conditions are.
Hail or shine.
But yeah, it's like, I think I can't come because I don't love you. And she just goes, and then just fucking pins me like a spider monkey.
Yeah, I'm at work, dude. Doesn't mean I can't have fun.
And then on the way down the stairs, she's patting my hand and she's apologizing.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did you nut at all?
No.
Fucking, you gave $100.
A bit more. Wasn't mine.
You gave a woman $100 to wank on your face?
Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
On the That's way down, awesome. On the dude. Way down, she's like, sorry, you shouldn't have come here. I was like, come on, it's all right.
That's just, a story.
Then I sat in the foyer and just
Speaking
waited.
Speaking of the fruit district.
Yeah. Sat in the foyer and waited for the other dude to come down, but he paid an extra 20 for a bit more time, so he comes down all red-faced. Clearly has cummed more than any man alive.
Yeah, he's drained. Yeah. Oh, fuck. We got to get Dan out of here. He's got a
gig
to go.
Yeah, got a show to do.
Yeah, I'm doing a solo, eh?
Yeah, oh,
man,
fucking
it's
hell,
gonna go great. You're fucking, you're on one now.
How do I get to Kinsella's?
It's close.
Is it? Is there parking?
Nah, not really.
Fuck me, bro.
Have you got a car here? Should,
I drove here.
Yeah, you should leave.
Two beers.
You should leave soon so you can find a park.
You reckon?
Yeah, fucking. Right. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Hey,
it was
thanks
awesome.
For having me. Hey, I appreciate you.
Where can people find your shit? You gonna plug it?
TikTok
and
yeah. Not so much TikTok, but if you go on Instagram, you type my name in, Dan Rosario, D-A-H-N, Rosario, R-O-Z-A-R-I-O.
Sick.
Just fucking look me up. You'll probably tag me and shit, eh? So
love you, Dan. Yeah.
Love you too, boys. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for coming in, brother. And Lingard's here as well.
Thanks, man.
Man, we're wrapping up the app. You don't have to leave right now.
Are you doing a gig?
Huh?
Are you doing a gig?
No, we're going to do another episode.
Oh, I got to plug the Brisbane live show is on sale right now.
Ooh, come baby. Along.
It's already 75% sold, so get your tickets quick. Don't wait, you idiots, all right?
If you wait, you're going to miss out, and then you're going to be fucking DMing us, and we're going to be like...
What did you tell me you're coming to Brisbane? We're telling you now, okay? Saturday, August 5th, 4 p.m., good chat in Brisbane. Get your tickets.
It's a matinee.
Yes.
Matinee show.
We shall be going on the beers big time afterwards.
We're doing an Arvo show and we are getting fucking ratchet drunk after that.
Yep. I'm going to go to the valley and go nuts.
Oh, baby. It is going to be a hell of a fun time. Jay, you got anything to plug?
Nah, man. I'm good.
Plug the brothel where you got the brothel.
Is it the Viper Room?
No, it's like Yumi something.
I know you.
Great people.
I've heard of it.
Great hospitality.
Yeah, they have a do not let this guy in sign.
No, I would never pay for it.
Too sad.
Do you think Sugar listens to this pod?
Maybe. Someone send it to her.
I'd love to see her again just to see what she thought of that whole experience.
Yeah.
That was so fucked.
And you're over 30 now, so it's all good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Thanks so much for coming in, Dan. Good luck with the show. If you like the show, please sign up for the Patreon. We'd love to have your cash. MugOff69 on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok,
all that
YouTube
good shit
as well. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on back. person inside out and you say how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. And it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience. Do I wear you out? You must wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted rights of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual man. I'm humbled by his humble nature. Yeah. And what I wouldn't give to find a soulmate.
This is a mug off, baby.